Deborah glanced up at me, without any real recognition, and then back to Mr. Aldivar. I was scenery to her, part of what a crime scene looked like, Dexter as background. Enough. It was time for me to leave, to go back to Lillianne and Wonder. And so, without lingering for any awkward farewells, I slid out the door and walked back to my car, where it still sat nestled in by the dumpster. I drove to the hospital in the prelude to evening rush hour, a magical time when everyone on the road felt empowered and entitled to all the lanes at once, because they had left work early. And in my past life, I had taken great joy in the sight of so much naked contempt for life. Today, it left me cold. These people were endangering others, not something I could tolerate in a world where I would soon be driving Lillianne to ballet lessons. I drove at a careful 10 miles per hour over the speed limit, which only served to enrage most of the other drivers. They flew past me on both sides, honking and extending their middle fingers. But I held firm to my safe and sane course, and soon I arrived at the hospital without any actual exchange of gunfire. As I came off the elevator on the floor for maternity, I paused for a second as the faint echo of a whisper rattled off the back wall of Dexter's dark sub-basement. This was where I had almost seen somebody who might have been watching me for some reason. But the thought came out sounding so ludicrous that I could do no more than shake my head and send a distant tut-tut to the passenger. Almost somebody, indeed. I moved on past, turning the corner to the nursery. All my new friends at the nursery window were gone, replaced by a new crop, and Lillianne, too, was no longer visible on the other side of the glass. I had a moment of crippling disorientation. Where had she gone? But then logic reasserted itself, of course. It had been several hours. They would not leave her there alone and on display for so long. Lillianne would be with her mother, feeding and growing closer. I felt a small surge of jealousy. Rita would have this important and intimate bond with the baby that I could never know, a head start on Lillianne's affections. But happily for all, I heard the soft and mocking chuckle that lives inside, and I had to agree. Come now, Dexter. If you suddenly choose to feel emotions, is breast envy the best one to start with? Your role is just as important, to provide firm and loving guidance on the thorny path through Lillianne's life. And who better than me, who had lived on the twisted trail, savoring the thorns, and who now wanted nothing more than to help her through the thickets unharmed? Who better, in short, than no longer demented Daddy Dexter? It was all so neat and logical. I had lived the wicked life in order to know how to steer Lillianne into the light. Everything made sense at last. And although bitter experience has taught me that if everything makes sense, you are looking at it wrong, I nevertheless felt great comfort from the notion. There was a plan, a true pattern, and at long last, Dexter knew what it was and could actually see his feet on the game board. I knew why I was here, not to harry the wicked, but to shepherd the pure. Feeling greatly enlightened and uplifted, I walked briskly past the nurse's station and down to Rita's room at the far end of the hall, right where it was supposed to be. Even better, Lillianne was there, sound asleep on her mother's chest. A large bouquet of roses sat on the bedside table, and all was right with the world. Rita opened her eyes and looked up at me with a tired smile. Dexter, she said, where have you been? Well, there was an emergency at work, I said, and she looked at me blankly. Work? She said, and she shook her head. Dexter, this is your newborn child here. And right on cue, Lillianne wiggled slightly and then continued sleeping. She did it very well, too. Yes, I know, I said reassuringly. It's not... How can you just wander off to work? She said, and she sounded very peeved, in a way I had never heard before. When your brand new baby is... work at a time like this? I'm sorry, I said. Deborah needed me. So did I, she said.